In the early 1700s, after spending close to 50 years studying ancient biblical texts, the father of modern physics, Sir Isaac Newton, predicted that the world would end in the year 2060. He never mentioned anything about a redhead. If he had, I might have been a little more careful. Some men are born dangerous. Some men become dangerous. Some men have danger thrust upon them. And whenever danger decides to do a little thrusting, I always seem to be on the blunt receiving end of it.
The good news is that the shite in this production appears to be particularly skilled. The bad news, of course, is that he's also an android assassin.
He's a what? The kabuki actor's prop sword suddenly flared a fiery red, and he leapt at me from the raised stage overhead. Yeah! His red and white makeup glared under the hot lights, and a manic look of bloodlust danced across his cold, slightly crossed eyes.
Oh, what a pity. This promised to be a fine production of Shushingra.
Try to focus on the big picture here, Harv. I grabbed the actor's sword arm as he swung the energy plate at my head. Sure enough, his wrist was hard and unyielding, definitely the tempered polymer shell of a droid, and definitely more trouble than I was expecting. I slid sideways, putting the droid's own momentum into a judo throw as I pivoted. The heat of the blade singed my face as it flashed past, and the droid tumbled over me, falling flat into a large table of six nearby. His blade burned through the table like a fat man threw a cream pie when he landed, and the whole thing gave way beneath him. My name is Zachary Nixon Johnson. I am the last private eye on Earth, and right now, I'm seriously regretting my choice of career. It is the year 2060, and let me say at the outset that this is not the way I usually spend my weekend nights. You may not believe it, but I'm a bit of a home buddy at heart. Dinner theater is not my scene. Kabuki dinner theater, despite being all the rage at the Nano, is really not my scene. And kabuki dinner theater in a trendy, free-floating restaurant 300 meters above downtown Oakland? Well, you see where I'm going with this, right?
It's an interesting strategy.
I quickly climbed to my feet.
It's illegal, as you know, to create an android with realistic skin tones. Creating a droid with a skin tone that emulates traditional kabuki makeup, however, is completely legal. Granted, the places to use such an assassin without drawing undue attention are somewhat limited.
Yeah, leave it to us to find the loophole. I had come to the Oakland Kabuki Palace Theater and Dinette to meet a client, a potential client, actually. I don't usually do blind dates when it comes to business, but things had been a little slow of late, so when the cold call came in last night asking for a no-strings-attached meet-and-greet, I figured that it wouldn't hurt to hear the offer. I was wrong, especially about the wouldn't hurt part. The droid popped back onto his feet and brandished his energy sword with a dramatic twirl that utterly delighted the dinner theater patrons around us, even as they ducked for cover. They were still under the impression that this was part of the show, and they were ready for more in-your-face kabuki dinner theater action. I, on the other hand, was not in the mood for audience participation. I flicked my wrist and cupped my hand in just the right way to activate the tiny motion sensor of the hidden holster that I wear on my forearm. The holster responded by smoothly popping my gun into my hand. The droid leapt high in the air toward me, sword flashing in a fiery wide arc. Big bang, tight! I pulled the trigger even as I dove to the floor. My energy blast hit the droid squarely in the chest, punching a hole through its innards and shorting out its central power unit. The crowd rose from beneath their tables.
A kabuki assassin droid. I think that's a first.
Indeed, but don't cherish the uniqueness of the experience too long.
Why not?
Because in a Nano, it won't be so unique.
What? You gotta be kidding me.